Mexican guitar playing a Cuban song. It's beautiful. So how many folks have seen the movie Cave of Forgotten Dreams? Anybody seen this? Okay, I highly recommend this. Just out of the theaters, I think it'll be Netflix soon. 3D documentary film, which goes to a remote region. Oh, you guys both seen it? Rob's seen it. See, you're on the team for a reason, man. See the good movies. Goes to a southern region of France to a cave with special paintings. The cave had been abandoned for tens of thousands of years, and the French government gave limited access to a team of scientists and a film crew to go in. The film explores the newly found cave, which contains the oldest known human art. Tests have verified that the paintings are 32,000 years old. And director Werner Herzog says, it seems that the human soul was awakened here. He actually says, it seems that the human soul was awakened here. There are gorgeous images of horses, lions, rhinos, elk, and deer roaming the fields. So you think, those artists must have used something like torch light, and they reenact that. They show a dappling flame light, which makes the animals appear to be moving or alive, or like you're watching a movie on the walls. One impressive young French scientist tells how the first time he entered the cave, it was so powerful that all night long he dreamed of lions vividly. And after 4 days in a row, he had to stop going into the cave because he needed to rest and absorb what he was experiencing more slowly. Although we may never be able to fully understand the vision or purpose the artist had across this abyss of time, full handprints are on the wall, and I thought they were like the artist's signature of who had done this. Another scientist says reflecting on the whole experience made him think that perhaps our species could benefit from a different name than Homo sapiens. Homo sapiens means the knowing or wise man, and he suggested Homo spiritus, man awakened to the timeless and transcendental. People awakened to the timeless and transcendental. I said, that's a sermon topic, man. And I actually had it wrong because I thought he was saying espiritus with an E, so publicity has had an E, but the Latin starts with an S, spiritus. Now, of course, this is not saying that thinking is bad. Thinking about important things is essential. However, at times we all know from our own experiences that we could use a little help in thinking better, and perhaps a more explicitly spiritual approach to life could help us in doing that. We are the Homo sapiens, at this generation of Homo sapiens, the most informed generation in history. I think that's a big deal. There are trillions upon trillions of bytes of information out there in the ether, which we have access to all the time. But there was a great op-ed in the New York Times last weekend by Neil Gabler called The Elusive Big Idea, and he does a good job arguing that we need a little more help collecting the information and making something useful of it. I don't want to sound like a snob in giving this example, but Facebook information about when your friend went to the grocery store or what she thought about American Idol may not increase true life satisfaction. And I'm not trying to be fuddy-duddy. I am a fun guy. I try to be a fun guy. I really am. But when we take time to contemplate things like the cave art in France, we may experience increased amounts of transcendence or fulfillment. And I think that's what a religious community helps us to remember. Kristen, Mike, and I just had an opportunity to embrace our Homo spiritus nature. We were awakened to the timeless and transcendental on a trip to Argentina this summer. and we heard lovely varieties of live music, including tango. I did not know very much about, Americans call it tango, before the trip, but I found it gorgeous, romantic, eerie, and moving. And Kristen, we had the pleasure of seeing one live group twice. I want to share a little of their music with you this morning. I wish I could show you these guys. But picture this group in a street fair, on a sidewalk and in the street. They have a piano in the street, three violins, two cellos, and four guys, people playing bandoneon, which is like an accordion on the lap, and one singer in front. I wish I could show you, but close your eyes. Feel this. Watching an orchestra like the one that you just heard, you can just, it's so evident the passion they have and the love for this music. You couldn't kill this music form with a Category 5 hurricane. It's a mixture of African, French, Spanish, and Latin American influences, and it holds the people of Argentina as they carry forth their heritage, perhaps in ways similar to the cave artists from what is now France. On our trip in the northern regions of Argentina, we visited the heart of the Andes. We drove windy roads from 5 to 13,000 feet above sea level. One area known as Siete Colores, Seven Colors. It acquires its name because the various pigments acquired by the minerals themselves, which make up the walls. You can see greens and reds, oranges, browns, and yellows. And I couldn't figure out the other two colors, but I'm sure they are there. The area reminded me of the words of Miloche, the mountains that look older than memory and remind us of everything we have lost. For we have seen our way and fallen in love with the world that will pass us in a twinkling. Then there was the human aspect of feeling spiritual richness on our trip. One day we were boarding a packed bus in Buenos Aires, didn't know how much to pay, we didn't have the proper change, and then all of a sudden a stranger comes forth with the proper coins and just hands them to me. I soon realized that this was a woman taking care of three small children, and it looked like she herself had very limited financial resources. And it's just one of those things that you can't fully explain, but I was so moved. I was on the verge of tears by her act of kindness. Human connection with someone I'll never see again in my life. Later on, we met two young women who ended up befriending us and babysitting Micah, Nilda and Alejandra. Together we told stories, ate ice cream, sang songs, and played Micah's little guitar, which is two sizes smaller than Jake's. And upon leaving, the five of us had a lot of sadness with the goodbyes. Now, these types of experiences provided us with a spiritual high, but also a sustainable wellspring of awe, wonder, and delight. And what I told Tara might have mattered the most on the whole trip as I left my BlackBerry behind and never touched it. We took naps. We did what our internal bodies told us that they wanted to do. We were very lucky to be able to do that. We were blessed with the trip of a lifetime. And stuff like that doesn't happen all the time. We know we're tremendously privileged to be able to do that. But I also believe, as spiritual leader, that every single person in this room, through your own experiences, know about the kind of spiritual richness I'm talking about, whether you've ever left Pennsylvania or not. And so we know there's a value there when we take a attitude of gratitude with spiritual richness in our lives. And so this place helps us ask together, how do we embrace our spirituality as human beings? Well, we know we don't have to go to the south of France or Argentina to get it. And actually, you don't have to take yourself anywhere. The Buddha said, be ye lamps unto yourselves. Be ye lamps unto yourselves. And Henry David Thoreau said, only that day dawns to which we are awake. Only that day dawns to which we are awake. And the good news is you can awaken anywhere you are. We come together to help each other do that in our spiritual community. We tell stories of when blessings happen to our lives, like I just indulged myself doing with you all in Argentina. We talk about important movies. We reflect together on sacred texts. Jon Kabat-Zinn is a professor of medicine emeritus at the University of Massachusetts Medical School. And he practices yoga and studies and practices Buddhism, and he puts it all together with some of the best in Western science. Very exciting combination. He's a modern guy helping people to be lamps unto themselves and awaken to the day. Dr. Zinn says that in doing this, no matter where you are or what you're doing, you have to have a willingness to look deeply at the present moment, no matter what it holds, in the spirit of generosity, kindness towards oneself and others, and with openness towards what might be possible. Okay, so you have to have a willingness to look deeply at the present moment, no matter what it holds, in the spirit of generosity, kindness, and openness towards what might be possible. And if you do that, you are opening yourself up to spiritual dimensions of life. So how do we, it seems simple, but a lot of us get caught up in the grind of life. How do we look deeply at the present moment? Well, many of us Unitarian Universalists have come to believe very deeply in the need for regular spiritual practices, activities we do frequently which put us in touch with the miracles of life. This can be prayer, meditation, chanting, or yoga. It can be riding your bike, gardening, doing trapeze, knitting, or reading poetry. It can be what works for you, and you will come to know what that is. Some folks love spiritual practices. When we talk about them around here, they're constantly looking for ways to cultivate their own garden, as we say. But some folks find intentional regularity too rigid or too flaky a concept. Some folks just don't feel it works for them. And that is okay. Needless to say. However, I believe that unless you're a person, and there are these people, who feel consistently high levels of acceptance, happiness, and fulfillment in your life, it's still worth exploring for practices that'll work for you. This does not have to be flaky, weird, or awkward. I want you to repeat that after me. This does not have to be flaky, weird, or awkward. Oh, I feel so good. Okay, so I have two spiritual practices to offer you for the coming week. They were both created by my friend Scott Taylor in Rochester, New York, for their small group program. You have a sheet. Don't look at it right now. No, I'm just kidding. You do whatever you want, but I'm going to tell you about it for your consideration. I think engaging this as a community for the coming week could be good for us. Scott has a friend who was raised Muslim and but has drifted away from participation in a mosque. Excuse me. The friend avoids distinctive Muslim dress and says he forgot what most of the observances are that a Muslim is supposed to do, except for one, salah. the practice of praying five times a day. Here is the catch. Scott's friend does not believe in God, but he says he does believe in the glory of life. I believe in the glory of life. And Scott's friend wants to regularly break into the daily grind of his day. So he sets his alarm on his cell phone five specific times a day, stops what he's doing when the alarm goes off, and then prays, which for him means intentionally looking around and listening to what's inside of him as well as what's outside. When I read that, it reminded me of part of the movie Werner Herzog says, "Everybody please stop and be quiet. We're going to listen to the cave now, and we may hear the beating of our own hearts." Prayer, meditation, awareness. So here's your assignment. The first one you could choose from. Take this week, set your watch or cell phone alarm for 1 to 3 times a day and make it the same time. And then when it goes off, find some way in that moment to be present. It can mean stopping and going off to a private place to meditate, or it can simply mean continuing to do what you're doing, but with greater attention and intention. Figure out what works and feels good. It doesn't have to be awkward, weird, flaky. Now, also make sure you document this. This could mean journaling. This could be an intentional conversation with a friend. Whatever it is, do something to ensure that the experience and the learnings don't float away. That's maybe what they were doing with the cave art, documenting feelings, or what the composers of tango music are doing. So if you want, you can paint, draw, or make music to document your awareness. The second one, option on your sheet, is called 2 weeks worth of discovering one place. This is based somewhat in the movie Smoke. Very cool movie with Harvey Keitel. If anybody's saw it, he is in New York, and every day for many years he sets up his camera on a corner and takes a picture at the same exact time of the same exact place. And there's a very meaningful connection in the movie where he's sharing about this with a friend. He doesn't tell many people what he does, but he has numerous scrapbooks with these pictures. I think it's like 3:57 in the afternoon every day he takes a picture of this one corner. And his friend is looking at it, and he asks him, "Why have you been doing this?" And Harvey says, "Keep looking." And the man keeps looking, and eventually he sees a picture of himself coming across the street to the store. That was the time that he met Harvey, which was to be his new important friend. And then later he sees his wife in a beautiful picture, and it's his wife who died a year earlier. And he gets deeply choked up and thanks him for sharing. So the pictures offer gifts. When we stop long enough and really see something, there are treasures to be had. So here's your assignment. Pick a place, take a picture of it once a day at the same time for 2 weeks in a row. This could be with your cell phone, and could be a desk at work. It could be a tree outside your house. It could be your child's bed. And put them together somehow. Could be a little digital picture book, and look at it and see what treasures there are being offered to you. Let us, in the living of our lives, this day, this week, and whenever we have a chance, take time to look into each other's faces, look into each other's eyes, contemplate the singularity of each beautiful person. There's loneliness, there's courage, there's so many things to pay attention to. When we take time to be present with that astonishment, we may feel a mystical vision. After spending times in the forgotten caves of France, one scientist said, "There's no barriers between the world where we are and the world of the spirits. The walls can talk to us." The lions spoke to the one guy very poignantly. What is going to speak to you and your soul poignantly when you take time to pay attention? Being human involves being overwhelmed and amazed at what we call existence. We admire life itself with all its energy and vitality. We walk past a line of pine trees, Embrace the moon in her waning and waxing. Feel the silence still of night or morning. We are humbled by how little we know about the universe. Blessings be. Amen.